From the Pitch with Marcelo Balboa, presented by Colorado Soccer Association.
Darren Copeland in the studio with Marcelo Balboa on the phone as we he's coming back from as he comes back from his duties as a color for the Colorado Rapids, where they lose today to the Minnesota Loons today 1-0. A good goal is a good goal, but it just seems like you just need to have more, a little bit more of a. Well, officer, when Chell was talking to us earlier, he was talking about, you know, we need to have that, you know, that, you know, there needs to be an offensive guy. Okay. And it seems like we've tried to get him. It seems like we just can't get. And I talked about this against last year, where the problem with the offense was it seemed like we were missing one guy, or we were out of position. Like we had 10 starters, but it felt like it just didn't quite fit together. So like you were missing a puzzle piece or something. But now you get rid of Cronin, you get rid of Birch. I mean, who were solid players, and you know, there's just guys out there who are leaders, and Birch is one of those guys. Unfortunately, you know, those guys are no longer here, but they haven't brought in the offense they need, and you just haven't seen the offensive. There's just not offense. There's just not offense, or as you know, offense is offensive. Frustrating. And it's too bad Cello had to go, because I was really looking forward to hearing. You realize that, I've heard some stories, but the stories about him on the national team, where they would go down to countries like El Salvador and go down to Guatemala and Mexico, and where they would, you know, be playing in Mexico City at, you know, 8,000 feet or wherever it, how much it is. And they, the city asked all of the factories to churn pollution into the air on game day, because all the Mexican players who were used to playing at 8,000 feet and used to playing in the pollution were much better acclimated than the U.S. team. And that's one of the reasons why the United States couldn't win there for so long. But there had to have been some times with there. And then he goes and plays in Mexico, in Leon, for Leon. And I'm quite certain that there were some fun games there, because the passion of the fans in Mexico for soccer, I mean, it's like it is here for football. It just is. And, those people really care. I mean, they care about their teams. You know, the Argentinians, the Mexicans care about their teams so much, and they follow them, and that's who they're. I mean, when you look around, people are wearing their Chivas jerseys here, and people are wearing their jerseys from abroad. And why? Because they really care. And I'm sure that there were some times when that got heated. It's too bad. If you want to give us a call, 303-831-1340, we'll talk a little bit more about the Rapids, but we need to talk about what happened today in Spain. My goodness. If you, I have friends that watch soccer, we'll go to this now. I have friends who love soccer, and they really love English soccer. Far less don't really watch. The English Premier League has done a really good job of making inroads into the United States. It's possible for you to follow all the big clubs here to get to. If you've become a fan of one of the top clubs in England, I mean, you're going to see your team here most every day or most every week. I mean, you're going to see them on either Fox or Fox Sports One or all number of places where you can watch English Premier Soccer. Harder to watch is the Spanish in La Liga, mostly because, they're on Spanish-speaking channels like BN Sports, and they're not really found on a lot of places. And it's a shame, because there's a lot of teams in the world that hate each other, okay? Argentina can talk about, you know, Boca Juniors and their rivalry down there, and Brazil has their own, and England has their, you know, Liverpool and Everton, and their Man City and Man United, and the London derbies between Chelsea and Tottenham, and all these things. I don't know if there is a more bitter rivalry in sport than Barcelona and Real Madrid. I mean, it's the only one that I can think of that might even be close is Michigan and Ohio State. I can't think of a rivalry in any sport, even in college. And I'm sure there's people yelling at me, and I'm telling you, no, you don't know. You don't know. Franco, you might have heard of General Franco. This is a history lesson. General Franco was president, with air quotes around it, of Spain from like 1935 to when he died in like 72 or whatever. He basically allowed, he was a Real Madrid fan. And so had no gumption about letting, and so the Spanish Civil War broke out. And of course, the Catalonians, or the where Barcelona is, do not consider themselves Spanish. So it was certainly no great thing for then to Franco to tell his good friend Hitler to, why doesn't he try his new bombers out on Barcelona? Which they did. Which they did. In fact, if you look at one of the most famous pieces of art. In the world is called Guernica by Pablo Picasso. You can look it up. Guernica. It's Guernica, Pablo Picasso. You'll find it. And it's about basically the bombings of Barcelona by the Nazis. And it is civil war. I mean, even when Franco came out on top of the civil war, he was a Real Madrid fan and gave money and resources to Real Madrid. And Barcelona really struggled for a while, but they were able to bring in Catalonians, and they were able to bring in people from outside, and they were able to bring in the Dutch player Johan Cruyff, who actually was able to beat Real Madrid, and which made Barcelona pretty much put them on the map. Well, I mean, they've always been a big club, but they weren't always as big. And then after he died, Barcelona became an arms race basically between the two clubs, because they'd put so much capital, because they were always trying to, it doesn't matter what happens in La Liga. What matters is what happens with Barcelona and Real Madrid in terms of who's going to win La Liga. So for instance, when Atletico Madrid came out of nowhere last year or 2 years ago and won La Liga, I mean, that was a slap in the face of both. And I have a friend who's Atletico Madrid, by the way. And I said, if Real Madrid and Barcelona are playing, who are you rooting for? And he's like, the plague, because he hates both of them. I mean, they literally hate each other. Go out of the way. I mean, they've killed each other. I mean, and this is not riots of soccer clubs. This is tanks and guns, like tanks. And airplanes and armies. And sometimes they settled it on the field and sometimes they didn't. Now you tell me if there's a bigger rivalry than that around. I'm sure there probably is. You know, when you talk about Boca Juniors, and I can't think of I can't even think of the other club that Boca Juniors and people are yelling at me right now because it's a super big club. But those two have a huge, huge rivalry. And actually it's not the teams, but they're supporters who can actually influence elections. So what happened was, I believe it's Boca, they got all their supporters out and basically were able to get their former club president elected president of Argentina. And now the current president of Argentina was the former president of the club. I mean, that's pretty big. But then he would need to actually declare war on the other club for it to be at this as big as Real Madrid and Barcelona. So all that brings me up to, whenever they play, it's this very serious game, super serious game. And because you have Lionel Messi on one side and Ronaldo on the other side, and you have Bale, I mean, all of these people, all these stars, and a lot of the Spanish stars who play together on the Spanish national teams, you forget that they hate each other. But what happens is when they come together, you get the type of game that happened today. And we'll talk about it after this. But what happened is you had a fantastic game because these teams hate each other so much and there's so much action and there's so much passion that it just spills over onto the field. And then you end up with a game like the one that Barcelona won 3-2 on a late messy goal. We'll talk more of this after this. You're listening to From the Pitch, sponsored by Colorado Soccer Association. I'm Darren Copeland. Back after this. This place, somewhere.